Sure. I'm David Green. I've been a certified public accountant since 1984, plus 2 years worth of accounting experience on top of that, because you have to work for 2 years in the public accounting industry before you can get certified. And I've been in Spokane since February of 2005. Prior experience with two of the big four accounting firms had me moving around every 5 years or so. And Moss Adams tracked me down in the fall of 2004. I said, I'm not interested in making a change. And next thing I knew, the moving truck had arrived and I was moving to Spokane. I had grown up in Greater Cleveland. And so Spokane reminds me of a smaller, more successful version of Cleveland. And it's a great place to prepare tax returns in the winter because for the most part, I have no interest in skiing. And therefore, the weather cooperates with my workload cycle.
The only thing we don't have is LeBron James, but Cleveland doesn't have that anymore either.
Cleveland doesn't have him anymore either, yep.
Why do you want to be county treasurer?
Well, I really had no inclination that I was going to run. Senator Baumgartner announced back in March, and I kept waiting for somebody else to take up the mantle. I decided that I had the skill sets and the drive and the energy to be able to do it. And I thought that the voters in Spokane County should have a choice as to who their treasurer should be, somebody who's got 35 plus years of financial experience or someone who's got little, if any, financial experience and has been historically focused on policy issues. The treasurer's office does know policy. It's a task-focused job. And the 30, 31 people in the treasurer's office focus on collecting and keeping track of real estate taxes, collecting excise taxes when property is sold. They manage and keep track of funds for about 80 other governmental entities. And I decided that it was important to have competence in county government as opposed to somebody with a policy background in this role.
So I was going to ask you about that because of the candidates for auditor, for assessor, and others get those questions of what in the world does that office do? So how do you answer that?
Well, I lead with that on my website, votedavidgreencpa.com. I tell people what the office is all about. Because there's a huge education process. You know, these races, those four races you referred to, the treasurer, the auditor, the assessor, and the clerk, they're partisan offices for some reason, but they're all four of them are task focused. And so in my mind, it's allowing the voters to find the right candidate who can do the job and represent them for the particular focus of that office. And the treasurer's office, believe it or not, is all about money and nothing about policy.
I'm curious, in Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, is the treasurer's job nonpartisan or partisan?
I believe the county government in Cuyahoga County reorganized itself. they got rid of their auditor function, who normally did the recording of documents and things like that, and it's basically, I believe, an appointed position by the county council now. Seattle, King County. They're the only county in Washington State that does not have an elected treasurer. They have a financial manager that's appointed by the county council. And I was fortunate enough to meet that person. I attended as a candidate, got the opportunity to attend the summer conference of the Washington State Association of County Treasurers over in Oak Harbor in June. I flabbergasted them because I was the only candidate in their history who had ever asked if they could attend the conference before they became a treasurer. Had the opportunity to meet 31 of the 39 county treasurers, including the representative from King County, had the opportunity to network with them. And and unfortunately, nobody else from Spokane County was there, which sort of shocked me, because it's a great way for treasurers to network amongst themselves, figure out solutions to common problems. And I made some lasting relationships that I hope will serve the people of Spokane County well if they elect me as their treasurer.
So what are the tools that a good treasurer needs?
Well, attention to detail skills. You know, I've been working with the Internal Revenue Code since 1982, and the county treasurer's job is basically focusing on the laws of the state of Washington. There are certain policies and procedures set by the state legislature with respect to how money is handled and managed and invested. On the investment side, most folks don't have a clue, but the county treasurer in Spokane County is investing up to $1 billion or more of public funds on a short-term basis. And we're in a rising interest rate market, which means if we don't do a good job of matching up cash flow with cash needs, if we sell some of those investments earlier than we think we're going to have to, the county taxpayers are going to take a hit on the sale because the rising interest rates will have caused the values of those investments to fall in the meantime. And so it's attention to detail skills with respect to understanding what the role and function of the office is. It's being able to work with people. There's 30 other people inside the county treasurer's office. My skill sets as a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and as a senior manager at Ernst & Young, both two of the big four accounting firms, has taught me how to work in small work groups, which is what I think the county treasurer's office is. And I think all the lifetime of skill sets that I've picked up in the financial industry over 35 years will serve me and the taxpayers well in Spokane County.
Have you gotten to go see the county treasurer's office and meet the current one?
I was a secret shopper at the end of April. I took my business personal property taxes in to pay them in person, as opposed to paying them via the mail, and then the next day went back to pay my personal real estate taxes. Received excellent service both times from the folks at the staff at the counter. And have an invitation from the Chief Deputy Treasurer, Mike Voles, who's also a state representative for the 6th Legislative District, to stop in sometime and get a tour, and I will plan on taking him up on that soon.
Now, you talked about this not being a political office, and yet I guess you're required to announce some sort of party affiliation. So which party are you?
Well, I'm currently choosing the Democratic Party. I've been active in the Democratic Party in Spokane County probably since 2010. I actually was a Republican up until about 1992, and the Republican convention in 1992 caused me to pause my true red, I guess, allegiance to the Republican Party. And over time,
may I ask why?
Well, that was the Republican convention where some social issues rose above economic issues for the first time at the national level. And as a CPA, I don't think anybody is wildly wanting to spend money that we don't have, because you know when you work with clients on their funds, everybody wants to control the amount of exposure they have to the downside and want to make as much money as they can on the upside. So I don't know any truly, you know, way out there CPAs, and I'm, as a CPA, I'm not way out there financially. I'm probably a you know, a fiscal conservative, interested in transparency issues, opening things up. But on social issues, I think sometimes the government should stay out of people's business. So to have a little mix of Republican, a little mix of the Democrats, and maybe a little mix of Libertarians all rolled into one. Over the years, I voted more for the candidate as opposed to the party. And I think this year in particular, there's going to be more people looking at candidates and qualifications as opposed to party labels. So we have the opportunity to say we prefer a party. And on most of my literature and advertisements, I say I prefer the Democratic Party, which is my current state of mind.
Okay, so that's interesting. One of those issues or one of those offices that there's not a lot of questions to ask in terms of, you know, what's your position on this issue or that issue. What do treasurers talk about when they get together?
Treasurers, it was very interesting. There was a major discussion at the summer meeting of the County Treasurers Association with respect to taxation of mobile homes. Grant County apparently has a very large number of mobile homes. And everybody, apparently it might be an inside joke at this summer meeting, because when the treasurer of Grant County, who was there, started raising the issue, everybody sort of had a good chuckle and then leaped into the conversation with issues. But we certainly, the state treasurer was at the meeting, the state auditor was at the meeting, got to network a little bit with both of them. We had a lot of focus on investments because of concern of the opportunity to have a mismatch in cash flow needs versus cash flow supplies. And they actually had a Port of Seattle financial presentation on how they manage and anticipate cash flows. And there's a woman there who spoke to us for about an hour on the process that she goes through to make sure that the Port of Seattle never runs short of cash, so that they have the ability to, number one, pay their bills on time, and number two, to maximize the investment return on their short-term dollars that are held waiting for projects. And that's really what that $1 billion worth of county money relates to. Some of it is airport money, some of it is other boards and commission money, and the county treasurer is not just the treasurer of those of Spokane County, but he or she is also the treasurer of those other governmental agencies. It comes by default. They don't get to choose their treasurer. The voters choose the treasurer for the county. And so it's just sort of fascinating as I begin to learn more and more about the position, how truly beneficial my 35 years of experience in public accounting is going to be to help out once I take office.
So should treasurers wade into taxation issues?
Well, I think Rob Chase certainly did, the current treasurer, who's running against Mary Cuney for commissioner. He certainly did. The Association of County Treasurers has a process whereby common issues get worked out at the county treasurer level, and then they get addressed with the legislature. I don't think it's appropriate for any single county treasurer to express his or her policy positions, because treasurers in Washington State, county treasurers, should speak with one voice. And I think the Association of County Treasurers meeting is a great way to get common concerns addressed, resolved, get things put together so that it works for the state, which is a separate entity from the county. And it was really interesting, because there was a fair amount of pushback to the state auditor from the county treasurers individually for some audit procedures that the auditors, state auditor's office, had unilaterally put into place. And it was quite clear that there are separation of powers and separation of duties that caused some angst for the state auditor at that county meeting, County Treasurers Association meeting.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, were there any issues that I didn't ask you about that you wanted to talk about or you think are important?
Well, I think name recognition is always something hard to get through when you're a novice politician. And I read it in the Spokesman Review. One of the columnists said that even newbie politicians are still politicians. And so, it's great with the last name of Green to be able to run for county treasurer, because Green is synonymous with money. But I think the hardest part for my candidacy is to get name recognition out there. The benefit is that with only two candidates in the race, we're both almost guaranteed. I say almost guaranteed because there could be a write-in that comes through and shocks everybody. But we're pretty much guaranteed to make it onto the general election ballot in November. And I'm looking forward to have a robust series of conversations with Senator Baumgartner on the role and duties of the office and his qualifications and my qualifications. So I think that by the time we get to November 6th, the general election, the name recognition for my campaign will be much better than it is now.